This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. PM Modi, along with Her Royal Highness Crown Princess Victoria of Sweden and the PM of Sweden, His Excellency Mr. Ulf Kristersson, interacted with select Swedish CEOs today. During the interaction, PM Modi highlighted that India and Sweden are connected by shared values of democracy, transparency, innovation and sustainability, which provide a strong foundation for an ambitious and forward-looking economic partnership. He underlined that the India-Sweden partnership today is not merely an economic relationship, but a partnership of ideas, technology, innovation and co-creation. He welcomed the long-standing contribution of Swedish companies to India's growth and encouraged deeper collaboration in research, innovation, green transition and manufacturing. Prime Minister highlighted India's rapid economic transformation driven by reform, strong domestic demand, digital public infrastructure, manufacturing expansion and next-generation infrastructure development. He invited Swedish companies to enhance their presence in India under initiatives such as Make in India, the National Green Hydrogen Mission, the National Critical Mineral Mission, and expanding opportunities in sectors including clean energy, defense, semiconductors, and advanced manufacturing. The discussions also focused on strengthening cooperation in resilient supply chains, green transition, sustainable mobility, life sciences, and digital technologies. PM Modi underlined the importance of combining Sweden's strengths in innovation and sustainability with India's scale, talent and growth momentum to co-create solutions for the 21st century. The new Keralam government led by Congress leader V.D. Satheesan will be sworn in Thiruvananthapuram today. Congress had announced Satheesan as the next Chief Minister of Keralam on the 14th of this month, putting an end to the high drama and suspense that lasted for 10 days. The Congress-led United Democratic Front secured a more than two-thirds majority in the Keralam Assembly elections. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development works worth over 700 crore rupees in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. Mr. Shah, who is on a two-day visit to the state, launched projects worth over 600 crore rupees of Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation yesterday. He also inaugurated a newly built milk processing plant of Madhur Dairy in the city, built at a cost of around 128 crore rupees. Earlier in the day, Mr. Shah inaugurated the Innovation and Incubation Center, the National Institute of Design in Gandhinagar. UP CM Yogi Adityanath has allocated portfolios to the newly inducted and promoted ministers of his cabinet. The portfolio distribution follows the second cabinet expansion of the government, which took place on May 10. During the reshuffle, two cabinet ministers and four ministers of state were inducted into the government, while two ministers of state were elevated to ministers of state with independent charge. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has arrived in Switzerland to participate in the 79th World Health Assembly, which is being held from 18th to 23rd May 2026. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that this year's theme, Reshaping Global Health, a Shared Responsibility, highlights the importance of collective action in addressing global health challenges. He said the assembly will bring together health ministers, dignitaries and public health experts from more than 165 countries, reaffirming the shared global commitment towards building stronger, more inclusive and resilient healthcare systems. India has expressed deep concern at the attack targeting the Barakah nuclear facility in the UAE. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said such actions are unacceptable and represent a dangerous escalation. New Delhi has urgently called for restraint and a return to dialogue and diplomacy. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night, chasing a target of 194 runs set by Rajasthan Royals. Delhi Capitals were 197 for 5 in 19.2 overs. KL Rahul was the top scorer with 56 runs. For Rajasthan Royals, Jofra Archer and Brijesh Sharma scalped 2 wickets each. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and elected to field. Put to bat, Rajasthan Royals scored 193 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. Dhruv Jurel was the highest scorer with 53 runs. For Delhi Capitals, Mitchell Starc took 4 wickets for which he was adjudged player of the match. In another match earlier in the day, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Punjab Kings by 23 runs in Dharamshala this evening. With this victory, Royal Challengers Bengaluru became the first team to qualify for the playoffs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.